Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to eight, three, two, one. And for the eighth time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Well, I tell you every time that open plays that horse racing is filled with unsung heroes, the people who work tirelessly behind the scenes and rarely get the recognition. Well, that changes with this particular unsung hero segment on Equine Forum again this morning, because I recognize one of those individuals who has had an impact on our sport more than you know. He is assistant trainer Jose Hernandez, who has worked with multiple Eclipse Award winning trainer Chad Brown since 2008. Do you think he's been around a few good horses? I'm pretty sure he has, and he's with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Jose, first of all, congratulations on being this week's unsung hero, and congratulations on all of your success.
Well, thank you very much. I'm an assistant with Chad Brown. My name is Jose Hernandez. I'll be around with really, really nice horses, and I'm really successful in my position with my boss. He's a real good trainer, Chad Brown. So I've been really, like, enjoy this game, and I'm really proud of what I am, like, in my position. And I'll be around, I mean, many, many years, like, in the horse business. So I really enjoy what I do. I like the horses really, really much. So, and my boss is a really nice guy, really nice trainer, so I really enjoy what I do, and especially when this trainer that I have, my boss, Chad Brown, so I really enjoy what I do.
Yeah, to work for somebody for so long, since 2008, you have to have a like for each other, and you have to have a respect for each other, and I know Chad respects you, because I reached out to him and asked him if there was anybody on his team that he thought deserved to be an unsung hero. And he immediately sent me your number, Jose. So it has to be a great relationship.
Yes. I mean, like I say, I started in 2008, like, as a foreman. And then he gave me the opportunity, like, to start, like, an assistant trainer. And I take him. And then after that, it's really, really fun. I mean, and good. It's kind of those things, like, you got to step up. If you want to be like a groom or whatever, but I want to step up like an assistant trainer. My job is unbelievable. It's something that I like to be all the time. It's my dream. Like, it's always like I'm going to be here with him. And it's dream come true for me too. It's like I always been want this position, so. It's really nice to say thank you for my boss, because it gave me the opportunity to step up. So it's good, because I like to be around. I always grew up in like this in my country with the horses and everything. But this kind of a situation here, like this job, is really impressive. Like, I like what I do. So it's really, really nice for this kind of job that I have.
You were born and raised in Mexico. How did you first get interested in working with horses, Jose?
I started in 1999, I started with Jimmy Bond. And then after that, in 2000, I started with Todd Pledgett, like, as a foreman. And then after that, I go with the name, the guy, he died, passed away. He passed away like a few months ago, John Ward, like as a foreman. Mm-hmm. And after John Ward, I moved to, for my boss, I moved to Chad Brown. So it was really interesting. But I still, like I say, I like every, I mean, I started with Todd, I started with Wayne Lucas, like as a groom, but I moved with Chad, like as a foreman, and then he moved me up, he put me in the position like a, to be an assistant trainer, and then after that, I enjoy what I do.
Did you work with horses in Mexico before you came to the United States?
Yeah, I worked with the horses in Mexico, but not like this kind of horses. I like quarter horses and just regular, like it's a farm, but not like this kind of horses. Like, do you like, I mean, it's different. In Mexico, it's different, like quarter horses or show horses. But I work with the horses in Mexico too, but not this kind of horse, this type of horses that we have now here. Like, it never worked with the thoroughbred, but this is a different, really impressive, like, really enjoy. I mean, it's different.
Yeah, you know, every trainer, Jose, will tell you that they can't be successful without having the help of good people that work with them. And obviously, you've been part of Chad's success for a long time, and that's been a lot of success, too. There's been a lot of really good horses since 2008. How do you describe for people what your job is? What's an assistant trainer do?
Well, in assistant training, to be an assistant trainer around, it's really difficult, especially with the health. I mean, you got to be respectful of the health. The health, you have to like you. Everything is around here in the horse business. So you got to be prepared for that. I mean, the health is first. I mean, the horses is first. The health is second. And then after that, you got to enjoy what you do. But everything is coming around. Like, it's like a, I mean, horse business is like tough right now, the last past two years, because it's, I mean, the situation of the COVID-19, whatever, but now it's really, really difficult to work with the horses because nobody want to work because of COVID. But now, before that, it's just, you got to work with the health, and then if you don't have enough health, if you don't work with the health, the people don't want to work with you. So you got to be around with the health too. So you got to be like the people, you got to like you too. So I really appreciate all my help that we have the past like 10 years, 12 years we have. It's almost the same people. It's really nice to got the same people every time, but it's different now with the COVID. It's tough. We still got really nice health. I mean, everything's fine, good. I mean, what can I say? You have to have the health, too.
Yeah, yeah. Talking with Jose Hernandez, this week's unsung hero, presented by Claiborne. He has been the assistant trainer to champion Chad Brown since 2008, and you heard him say that he loves it. He loves this job. He loves being around the horses. Jose, what do you think you like most about being an assistant trainer?
Everything. I mean, everything. I like I say, to me, it's everything. Like, to be in this position with this kind of man, he's the number one in the world. So it's really fun. Really fun, really. I mean, it's hard to work. It's a hard work, but it's really fun. I like it. Everything, like I say, this is my job. This is what I like. This is what I like to be every year. I hope the next maybe 10 years more, whatever happened, but I love it. So it's really a nice job. I mean, it's good. I like, and I respect my boss. So,
what do you think you might be doing if you weren't working with horses?
I don't know. I think I'm born. And like, I don't know, like I'm born in Mexico, but I still like say, I don't think I do another job besides this, because this, I think this is my dream before. So I don't think I got another job. I don't know. But this is my dream. This is what I am. This is what I want to do. And so I think it is nothing to do. Nothing to say to after that.
Well, your love for the sport comes through when you talk. Your enthusiasm, the way yeah. that you talk about Chad Brown. And tell me about some of the horses that have you've been around over the years that you're always going to remember.
Well, it's so many too. I remember because when I used to be working for Pat, it's so many horses that I remember, like Modern Ready, Left Bank. It's so many that I can remember no more. I just been so many horses around in my life. You got 22 years in the sport, and so it's so many coming around more and more. So that I never forget was like when I used to be work for Jimmy Bowen Barons. He was one of the top horses in the country. This is one of my first horses that I'd be around. So Will's Way, Fusa Easy Pegasus,
Wow. Those are some big names in our sport, and you've had the chance to be around all of them. How about when I say names like Good Magic and Cloud Computing and Bricks and Mortar and horses like that?
Oh, okay. So the last few years ago, so my favorite is Lady Eli, and Good Magic was second, but my name of my best horse I'd be around, it was Bricks and Mortar. It was one of the best ones horses I'd be around. Like, so I go wherever he go, I go with him. So it was on one of the first ones, like a special horse that I always never want to forget.
You know, it's interesting, Jose, because trainers will tell me when they come on the show that the horses become like their kids, and they teach them and they see them grow up and they see them do well, and it's like watching your child. Is it like that for the assistant trainer too? Are they like your kids?
It's like a child for especially, well, whatever. I mean, it's like the trainer, but the grooms and the foremen or the assistant trainers, hard workers, everything's coming together, because you got to be prepared for one horse. If one horse you don't like, one guy or one groom, you got to put a different guy with a horse they like him. So this horse, especially like, it's like a child. Like you say, it's a child. You got to take him care, or you got to be, you know him 24/7. Like if he's okay in the stall, or if he eats good, or you see him every day. So the horse, he knows what you, it's like a child. You're taking care 24/7. So one horse, you're going to see him like if he's not all right, so you're going to know right away. So like you say, he's like a child to you. So.
Yeah, yeah. Is anyone else in your family involved in horse racing?
Yeah, I got a brother with me working with Chad now. He's a brother. Is my brother. He worked with Chad like 2 years, 3 years already. And my sister worked 3 years. And I got another sister working for your Weaver. All coming like a family working with the horses. That's what they do. That's what we do.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. And it's got to be great to do it with your family. It's a wonderful sport. And Jose, you are so positive. And this has been such a delight to hear your story. One more question before I let you go. Crowded trade and risk taking. Do one of those two horses win the Preakness Stakes on Saturday?
I like both. They've been training really well the last past 3 days, so I'm not surprised one of the two wins. But crowded trade, he's been training really well. Risk taking is like training well. I'm not disappointed in the last race, but I'm not surprised if it can be 1-2. But the other horse, Crowd Trade, he's been training so well. So I don't know. It's a tough race, but I'm really like concerned they can be right there 1-2, both. So we'll see.
All right, Jose Hernandez, this week's unsung hero, well-deserving. His whole family really deserves to be in this segment. I'm glad we got a chance to mention them. Jose, thank you so much, and congratulations on being this week's unsung hero. Good luck in the Preakness.
Thank you very much.
All right, and I'll be back right after this word from Claiborne Farm.
Ironicus. This graded stakes-winning millionaire defeated over 20 Grade 1 winners. A Grade 2 winner and course record setter at Saratoga. He won 3 graded stakes and was runner-up in multiple Grade 1 events. Top runners include graded stakes winner Helium.
Repose the challenge. It's Helium in a huge effort.
The leading money earner at stud for emerging Sire of Sires Distorted Humor, Ironicus, standing at Claiborne Farm.